Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
No goals to report as of yet. In fact, the only thing that's really notable is that most of the play has taken place in the Australian half of the pitch so far. We will be bringing you updates throughout the course of the rest of the programme. I want to turn now, though, to the number of new houses being planned by government being nowhere near what we need. That is according to the front page of today's Irish Daily Mail, citing internal documents that the paper secured from the Department of Finance. It says the true demand is closer to 50,000 homes per year compared to the current Housing for All plan, which aims for an average of 35,000 per year over 9 years and just 29,000 this year. Craig Hughes is political correspondent with the Irish Daily Mail, and he has this story. Good morning, Craig. Can you take us through this document and what it tells us?
Good morning, Philip. Yes, as you mentioned, we're reporting in today's Irish Daily Mail that officials in the Department of Finance have warned that the pipeline of new homes, this is commencements that have been notified already, to use their words, is nowhere near the amount needed to satisfy underlying demand. Now, when Housing for All was launched just 2 years ago, the figures that you put out there were built in. This is based on a kind of on what demand was estimated to be by the SRI, but since then, like we've learned from the census, I mean, population has surged, and that's why the Department of Finance estimates, and this is a rough estimate, that 50,000 new homes are needed per year. Now, this is something I've been putting to the Minister of Housing for quite some time. He said that, you know, the target will be revised, but it's going to be somewhere like next year before we get that at the earliest. This is important politically because when you have the government coming out and saying, well, first of all, I think even last week the Taoiseach said the plan is working. But I mean, what is the plan setting out to achieve? I mean, it's called Housing for All, but even if it hits all its targets, we're still going to be left with a very significant shortfall of what's actually needed.
Indeed, 21,000, if this figure from the Department of Finance is correct. You did say there, though, it's an approximate figure. The document actually says circa 50,000. Do they give any explanation of how it is that they arrived at this number?
They haven't yet, but I mean, other estimates are significantly higher. I mean, I was at a briefing with the Minister yesterday, and Sherry Fitzgerald estimated 50,000 would be needed each year for 17 years. So I think we know that it is going to be on the kind of higher side of that. I mean, when you look at the census data, we went from having around 4.6 million to more than 5.1 million. So there's a dramatic increase there, which wasn't factored in to the original targets in Housing for All.
I suppose these figures are always based on what underlying assumptions you're making when you make the calculation, like will all of the Ukrainian refugees go home if the war was to end? What will future migration numbers be? Will we continue to have full employment in the country? And you could arrive quite honestly, quite sincerely, at very different figures depending on what you do and you don't take into consideration.
Yeah, that's right. And I think what the acceptance is actually within government is that the Ukrainians who have come here now, we really have to move from a kind of a short-term solution to building that into the medium to long-term housing plans. And because it's quite clear that, you know, one, there's no end to the war at the moment in sight, and two, even if it was to end in the morning, there isn't really the infrastructure for them there to go back to. That's all been factored into it. Now, look, the government will kind of say that they're kind of their hands are tied in some issues, and they have made progress, and of course they have. They've come from a very low a low base. But there are other issues identified in this document as well, crucially around viability. So this is the impact on the construction sector at the moment, to actually build houses at scale within margins that they can afford. So I think what we'll see in the budget is, I don't expect to see more money going into the Department of Housing. I think they're going to look now at the other side of things, on the tax side, how they can use the tax treatment to make it more viable for building to happen. Now, one thing we know won't happen, which the Minister O'Brien said yesterday, he doesn't believe reducing the rate of VAT on new builds is the way to go. That's something that they had in the UK. He said that would be too difficult to track in terms of it being passed on.
Even though that was given some intellectual support by the tax strategy group, who said that would be the thing to do, he might end up being overruled on this.
Perhaps, of course, it is a matter for the Department of Finance, but I think given how strong he was on it yesterday, I think the thinking is elsewhere on this in terms of what they're looking to do. I mean, one aspect, for example, that's been routinely cited is access to finance. So I think you might see some movement there as well.
This is a political dynamite number, though, because it suggests that the government's Housing for All strategy is 21,000 new built houses this year and all subsequent years, 15,000 in subsequent years, adrift of what it should be, according to the bean counters in the Department of Finance. Has there been any reaction from government yet to your story? Have you seen how it is that they intend to respond?
Well, I mean, I put this to the Taoiseach, to Micheál Martin, previously at a housing event, and his response was quite interesting because he said that the targets also need to reflect the capacity in the sector to deliver. So then you're kind of saying, well, hold on a second. If you're calling your plan Housing for All, surely it needs to meet the level of housing demand that's there. So I think when you look at capacity in the market as well, I mean, some experts could say that there is capacity there to do 50,000 a year, you know, if you were to work it in the right way. But again, I think you're going to see a big push there coming on the tax side. Again, another initiative that they've brought through, which could bear some fruit to them in the coming years, is this major overhaul of the planning legislation, the Planning and Development Bill, delayed but expected to come before the Rock in September. Now, look, that could go one of two ways. We saw when they had a major intervention in planning previously under Owen Murphy when they introduced the strategic housing development to bypass one area of planning law. It actually had the reverse impact. It didn't speed it up. It ended up with lots of judicial reviews being taken to the High Court and slowing down the processes there. So on paper, it sounds like a good idea, but we'll have to see sort of what is true to the if it achieves its objectives.
Indeed. And what have the opposition made of this figure, this proof from within the Department of Finance that Housing for All would appear to actually only be housing for some?
Yeah, so Sinn Féin's housing spokesman, Ona Brin, was quoted in our paper today saying that, you know, the figures, the document confirms what a lot of people have been saying for a long time, that targets are too low. And that the plan is failing, was his words to our newspaper today. I think it's a difficult situation for the government because they obviously, for political reasons, don't want to set targets that they can't achieve. However, you know, people like myself will continue to point out if the targets aren't significant enough to match demand.
Craig Hughes from the Irish Daily Mail, thank you very much for talking to us this morning. Keeping a half an eye on the match there, we're 10 minutes in. It's still nil all. There's not much to report from there. Our newsroom colleague Laura Fletcher tells us that hundreds have gathered at the Irishtown Stadium to cheer on the team and hoping that Irishtown native Abby Larkin is going to get some match time. Her uncle Michael Larkin, who organised Balcony Bingo during the pandemic, was instrumental in organising today's event there. And the predictions in Irishtown from the jury range from a draw to Ireland defeating the host team 11-0. Okay, folks, we'll leave that one aside. Promise to keep you up to date with what's going on there. Everybody looks very calm and composed as they go about doing their business, but still nil all in Stadium Australia.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.